Been an emotional day around the office, making sure everyone's loved ones are okay after the Bowling Green massacre.
There's been a lot of heat on speaking of heat on Twitter. There you go.
Yeah. No doubt about that. It's been pretty funny, though. It's kind of jumped the shark, and Kurtz had a great tweet earlier, hashtag Bowling Green Massacre. It was a picture of the scoreboard when K-State led Bowling Green 59-0 back in, I don't know if that would have been like 99, something like that. But that was pretty funny. Welcome back to the game. Tyler Dreiling, Corey Dean, Grant Flanders with you. We'll have Manhattan High basketball coming up later on from Topeka. Manhattan High boys and girls taking on the Hayden Wildcats tonight in a pretty important Centennial League battle for both of those teams, so stick with us here for that. Something interesting that came out of the NFL earlier today, not Super Bowl related. The NFL is imposing a rule that college players that have been involved in domestic incidents will not receive invites to the combine, which in itself I think is a decent idea. A decent punishment to hand down for someone who is trying to skate the system.
It's been a point of emphasis for the NFL.
Right. But it was a little bit controversial in how it's been administered here to begin with, because Joe Mixon, of course, Oklahoma running back, with his horrible, horrible incident a couple of years ago, he's not getting an invite to the combine, according to ESPN's Jake Trotter. The problem here, and again, it's really hard to have any sympathy for Mixon in this case, but you have to point out that Mixon has already hired an agent, right? So he can't go back to school.
Right.
But his draft stock is going to be really hurt by the fact that, I mean, he can't be at the combine, so he can't put himself out there for all of those scouts. And his decision to go to the NFL was based in part on the idea that he would go to the combine and blow everyone away, and that would help him out. But now he's not able to do that, and he can't reverse course because he's already hired an agent. So I think that the rule is a good one, but it is. I don't know if I want to say unfair to Mixon, because again, I don't have a lot of sympathy for him, but it does put him in a pretty bad spot where a lot of former players that went to the combine did not have to deal with this additional rule.
Well, and that rule was a 2016 rule, right? So, but I don't, like, I get it, right? Mm-hmm. And at the same time, you know, it's
hard. It's a gray area. Definitely.
It's not. It's like, it's not okay. Like the, like,
domestic violence. Oh, no. That's not what I was talking about.
I don't have
any
problem with it. It's just, it's not going to be applied equally, and, you know, it's like, you know, again, all that stuff, it's just an uncomfortable conversation. It's the same thing. It's like you should feel a little dirty cheering for Tyreek Hill,
right?
I mean, stuff like that. I mean, it's hard, and people will apply it to other teams and not their team, and it's the same thing we talked about earlier, so all of it's bad. I'm for saying, hey, you know what, if you've got a domestic violence issue, then you're going to have to sort it out team by team. It's the NFL just saying, we're not going to provide the forum for you.
Right.
You're going to have to do the work on
it. And that I can agree with, for sure. And it wasn't just Mixon that is affected by this, by the way. I'm also seeing that Baylor wide receiver Ishmael Zamora, who
also
was suspended,
not on the list,
suspended for three games last year after a video surfaced of him beating his dog. He's not on the invite list either.
So the policy is convictions for domestic violence, sexual assault, or weapons offenses. Are all reasons that you could be excluded from the combine.
Okay.
Not that necessarily you will, but all reasons that you can be excluded from the combine.
All right. So that brings some clarity to that situation. But I think that overall it is a good thing for the NFL. Clearly they need to crack down even more than they have on all of these issues. But it does put a couple of players in kind of in limbo this year with that. But I'm sure they'll still find a way to hold a private workout for some teams and things like that. Again, not a whole lot of sympathy for Joe Mixon and Ishmael Zamora after their very poor decisions in college,
absolutely
to
true.
Say the absolute least. We're going to head to our hourly break. We got 1 hour left of the show. We'll have You Can't Be Serious, an update out of Waco. But coming up next, K-State heads to Waco for a battle against the second-ranked Baylor Bears. What does Bruce Weber have to say about his team's mentality? That's coming up next on The Game.